You are about to listen to the narrated version of my weekly newsletter, The Legit Korean. You can subscribe to my email newsletter on thelegitkorean.com. Get The Legit Korean source delivered to your inbox every Friday. 안녕하세요. It's Ari, your friendly Korean source and your weekend reminder. The weekend is coming, people. And today's newsletter is about a rumor, vaccination, and a John recipe you might want to try this weekend, among others. Without further ado, let's start. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today, I prepared two stories, and the first one is this: What You Don't Know About Korean Cancel Culture. A rising star, Kim Sun-ho, who starred in a recent K-drama, Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, is making headlines for his private life rumor. About a week ago, his later confirmed ex-girlfriend uploaded a post, which is now deleted, claiming he manipulated her into getting an abortion and treated her badly. After the post went viral, it took less than 2 days for him to get canceled from many of his fans, his variety show, and commercial contracts. The show edited out his scenes and companies deleted his videos on their social network accounts. It's an extreme example of Korean cancel culture. Though a new article claiming her post is far from the truth came out, and we, of course, don't know what really happened between the two, the damage is already done. Netizens who blindly believed an anonymous post are only partially to blame for this. The real driving force of the cancel culture is Korean media, who effectively turn any rumor into a fact by publishing a ton of groundless articles. Korean media earn money based on view counts of articles from search engines like Naver. So reporters, even from the biggest newspapers, write clickbait articles that are often baseless. And search engine's algorithm prefers these articles, so they spread very quickly. Even my mom, who doesn't even know BTS, now knows Kim Sun-ho thanks to Naver. So this toxic cancel culture won't go away till we fix Korean media and search engine algorithm problem. And the next story is this: 70 and more to go. By October 25th, 70.9% of the total South Korean population, which is 51 million, is fully vaccinated. It took about 8 months to reach the 70% rate since the beginning of vaccination back in late February. By October 25th, the rate of the partially vaccinated is 8.6%, and recently, teenagers aged 16 or over and pregnant women started to get shots, so the rate of the fully vaccinated is expected to be over 80 soon. Without any incentives for the vaccinated and penalty for the unvaccinated, the country reached the 70% rate pretty fast, and I believe there are two reasons for this. First, although South Korea is a very divided country when it comes to politics, we are united for vaccination. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the government made it clear that fighting the virus is about science, not politics. When the country suffered the biggest outbreak in the world, the government held a daily briefing which was exclusively done by a doctor. South Korean president has never appeared on the briefings till now, and it helped people who don't support the president get vaccinated as well. Second, Koreans religiously wear a face mask, which helped lower the number of cases and bought the country time to check the safety of vaccines. Especially young Koreans didn't hesitate to wear a face mask because they think it's a cool fashion, thanks to K-pop idols who managed to look cool in their face masks. You know what I mean if you are a K-pop fan. This is why I always think K-pop idols secretly saved the country from the virus. It's time to speak some legit Korean. Today, we're gonna learn some Korean with Friday, sung by IU. This is a request from Eunha, one of my dear listeners. And you can leave a song or drama request in comments of this week's email newsletter post. Check out the link in the description of this episode. And for people who don't know who IU is, IU is like a Korean version of Taylor Swift plus Lady Gaga. So she's a superstar, not just in music, but also in dramas. Her songs have been loved by many Koreans, and Friday or 금요일에 만나요 is one of them. It's a romantic song about a girl asking her date to meet on Friday. Lyrics are, I can't wait till weekend, and I can't help but falling in love with him. And among those sweet lyrics, I picked the following. Listen and guess what it means. Ibon ju 금요일. 금요일에 시간 어때요? Listen one more time. 이번 주 금요일, 금요일에 시간 어때요? In the song, this lyric is like, 이번 주 금요일, 금요일에 시간 어때요? Sorry again for ruining the song. And the quote means, this Friday, do you have time on Friday? 시간 어때요? In this quote, will probably the most common flirting Korean sentence. So use this to ask your date out. And if you replace 시간 with a movie, a series, or a book, it means asking someone's opinion about the movie, series, or book. So, 시간 어때요 is about asking someone out or to check someone's availability. And a movie, a series, or a book, and then 어때요 is about asking someone's opinion about it. So keep this in mind, and I made 3 daily Korean sentences using expressions in the quote. Now you're gonna listen and repeat after me. First, I will say the English translation first. So guess the Korean sentence before listening. The tips I just gave you will be helpful. And I changed the listen and repeat format a little bit. Now you will listen to the Korean sentence in normal speed first, and then repeat after me word by word, and then the whole sentence 2 times. Hope this change helps you practice better. So get your tongue and your brain and your mouth ready. You can do it. Let's start. The first sentence. Do you have time this weekend?
이번 주말에 시간 어때요?
Now repeat after me.
이번 주말에 시간 어때요?
Now Now the whole sentence two times.
이번 주말에 시간 어때요?
Okay, so the first sentence is the one that I will use to my date. It's polite, but not that super polite. And for the second sentence, I want to give you the super polite version that I will use to my professor or my boss. So the second sentence is this. Do you have time next Friday? Now repeat after me.
다음 주 금요일에 시간 괜찮으세요?
Now the full sentence two times.
다음 주 금요일에 시간 괜찮으세요? 다음 주 금요일에 시간 괜찮으세요?
Okay, you're doing great. And for the third sentence, please remember the tip that I gave you. In the sentence, 시간 어때요? If you replace 시간 with a movie, a series, or a book, it's about asking someone's opinion about the book, movie, or series. So the third sentence is this. How was Squid Game?
오징어 게임 어땠어요?
Now repeat after me.
오징어 게임 어땠어요?
Now the full sentence.
오징어 게임 어땠어요? 오징어 게임 어땠어요?
Okay, you did a great, great job today. I'm so proud of you. If you subscribe to my email newsletter, you can see how the sentences look like. You can also read some articles related to What of Korea stories. So check out the links on the description of this episode. And don't forget that I have voicemail. If you send your voice by next Tuesday, Korean Standard Time, your voice will be on the next podcast episode, just like the following beautiful voices.
안녕하세요. 저는 샹테우입니다. 언니한테 할 말 있어요. 언니, 저 시집 가요. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요. 저는 리사예요. 로스앤젤레스 가기로 마음 먹었어요. 8월에 내 친구는 시집 갔어요. 내 여동생한테 선물을 줬어요. 감사합니다.
Thank you, Chantel and Lisa, for sending me your cute and lovely voices. Your voices made my day.
And now, here comes a super easy Korean food recipe. And today's food is zucchini jeon. I'm sure it's time for you to try a new jeon other than kimchi jeon. So, zucchini jeon or ehobak jeon is one of many Korean style pancakes or jeons. It will serve a good side dish for drink. Many Koreans enjoy different kinds of jeons when drinking beer or soju. Main ingredients are zucchini, carrot, and sunflower. So check out the full ingredients list, watch a how to cook video on this week's email newsletter post, and try for yourself. As always, thanks for listening. If you like the podcast, review or share the podcast. It will make my day. I'll be back next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕.